Granny's Abner, I believe that's our ring.
I dog is Lum, I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
Let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, yesterday, Uncle Henry Lunsford's sister, Sylvia, arrived in town, and Uncle Henry, taking further advantage of his power over the old fellows as Mary's probation officer, began trying to make a match between Sylvia and Lum. In attempting to get out of this, Lum managed to get himself and Abner quarantined in the store with measles victim Cedric and with Sylvia as the nurse. As we look in on the little community today, we find Cedric in bed in the Jot'em Down store with Sylvia nearby, while Lum and Abner listlessly play checkers.
Listen. Yeah, go ahead, Abner. It's your move, I believe.
Uh-huh. Dog, it's so dark in here, I can't hardly see the checkerboard no more.
It is sort of hard on a feller's eyes.
Say, Miss Lunsford, can we turn on a light or raise them curtains just a little bit?
No.
Well, just a little light wouldn't hurt Cedric, would it? It's a doggone dark in here. You can't see this away.
The patient must be kept in a dark room.
Oh. You say his mom moved on?
Yeah.
Let's see. I believe this is one of my men. That is a red in there, ain't it, Lum?
Yeah. You say, Miss Lunsford, don't you reckon we could move Cedric into the feed room and just keep that part of the store dark?
I told you once, no. The window is broken back there, and the patient must be guarded against catching cold. Not be in a draft.
Sure, move now, Lum.
Sorry.
I'll move that one right there.
Wait, I believe that's one of my men, ain't it?
I don't know. It might be. I can't tell. It's a door.
It don't matter.
No, we ought to mark some of these checkers white with a piece of chalk or something.
Be right honest, my heart ain't exactly in this. This ain't game ain't nothing but a holler of mockeries.
Huh?
Hey, Miss Lumford, I'm sort of thirsty. I'd like to...
Lie down, Cedric. You're sleeping.
Oh, excuse me, I forgot.
Patient must have plenty of rest.
Patient ought to have his neck broke for ever coming down with the measles here in the store in the first place.
What did you say, Mr. Peabody?
Oh, nothing.
Amory, would you finish this checker game by yourself? I'm going back in the feed room for a while.
In the feed room?
Yeah, I want to go back there and set in a nice, pleasant draft.
Will you two please speak in a lower tone? Patient must have it quiet. Patient must be kept away from noise.
Oh, the patient, huh?
Edwards.
Ma?
If you're going to the back room, bring me a glass of water. Time for the patient's medicine.
Yeah, all right, Miss Lunsford.
And be sure the glass is clean, sterilized, germ-free.
Yes, Mom. I'll germinate it.
And hurry. Patient must be kept on a regular schedule.
Yes, Mom.
Patient there. Patient there.
What did you say, Mr. Peabody?
Nothing.
Am I still sleeping, Miss Lunsford?
Yes.
Oh. Couldn't tell. Can't hear myself snoring or nothing.
Miss Lunsford, do you play checkers?
No.
Do you?
No.
How long you aiming to stay in Pine Ridge?
I'm planning to settle here. My brother Henry is getting on in years, and he needs me to take care of him. He needs me to cheer him up.
Well, that'd be nice having you around to cheer him up. Bound your Uncle Henry will get so cheered up, he'll laugh himself half to death.
What kind of an inane remark is that?
Huh?
What did you mean by that?
Wait a minute. There comes Lum with the water.
Oh, it's about time. Hurry up, Mr. Edwards. The patient must not be kept waiting.
I'm hurrying.
Sterilize the glass?
Ma. Oh, yeah, I doused it in that pan of boiling water there and wiped it good and dry on that roller towel.
Oh, yes, well, that's fine. Roller towel.
Yes, Mom, but I found a place on there where it weren't used before.
Good grief, it's a miracle any of you are still alive.
Well, there's times when we wished we wasn't.
Give me the glass. Give it to me right now. All right, Cedric, sit up.
Mom? Oh, I thought I was sleeping then.
No, you're awake now.
Oh, I get so mixed up. Can't hardly keep up with what I am no more, Hardy. Is that how it is with you when you got the measles?
Yes, Sarge. And I hold this glass of water while I pour out a spoonful of medicine.
Yes, Mom. Am I worse or sick than Whitey ever?
I don't know. Don't bother me.
I hope so. He's always bragging on himself how he can do everything better than I can. I hope I got the measles better than him.
All right, now steady now. You're a little soldier, Cedric.
Soldier? Can't be one of them. I'm 4F in both feet.
Mr. Peabody, you better get a firm grip on the patient's arm. There.
Well, it won't do no good for me to try to hold him. He could pick me up and throw me clean up on them rafters.
I said get a firm grip on his arm.
Oh, all right. Here, Cedric. Give me your arm.
Oh, do I have to take my arm off?
No, just give it here, Cedric. Here.
Oh, how to do, Mr. Abner?
I ain't shaking hands with you. I'm supposed to hold you.
I ain't going nowhere.
Well, she wants me to hold on to your arm. Here, give it here. Now.
All right, Cedric. This will not be very pleasant, but if you just close your eyes and think of something else and gulp fast, you won't mind it so much.
Gulp?
Yes, gulp.
How do you gulp?
Oh, Cedric, you know, just swallow.
Oh,
open your mouth. Open wide now.
That no, wide enough?
That's a fine opening. That's it.
You can jump in there flat-footed, Cedric.
Oh, pretty good. Can I have some more?
More? For the land's sake, Cedric, that's medicine there.
Oh, I ain't supposed to like it, huh?
Why, of course not.
Reckon I don't want no more, then. As long as I don't like it.
Why, no.
Well, what am I now, Miss Lunsford? Back to sleep again?
No. I want you to stay awake now. Have some diversion. Some, relaxation.
Do I have to gulp some more to get that?
No, Cedric, no. St. Lom, I believe I'll go back in the feed room with you for a while.
Yeah, all right.
Now, wait. You two come back here.
Huh?
We're all going to play games with Cedric.
Play games?
Yes, the patient must be kept cheerful and happy.
Patient again, huh?
Grannies, Mrs. Lunsford, we want to do everything we can to help Cedric get well, natural, but I'm feared there ain't no games we can play in the dark this way.
I can't think of none either, except post office.
Oh, Abner, for goodness sakes, watch out what you're suggesting there.
I'll suggest the games.
Hey, do you mean I'll actually get well quicker if I play a few games?
Certainly you will. The happy mind is essential to good health.
How about pitching horseshoes?
No, Cedric, no, horseshoe pitching.
Well, let's see. That. Can't play baseball in here.
No, it's too dark to play anything.
Well, whereabouts are my shoes at? Oh, here they are, right?
Oh, you won't need your shoes. We're going to play lively mental games.
Mom,
I'll
mental.
Have to set this one out, I guess.
All right, now, everybody, now, no foolishness. Smile and be jolly. We're going to have a lot of fun out of this.
Yeah, I can just imagine.
Are you smiling, Mr. Peabody?
Yes, Mom, I'm smiling. Am I, Mom? I can't see it so dark.
Yeah, you're smiling.
Oh.
You're having a good time.
Good for me. Hooray.
All right, here we go. Here's the jolly game. I'm going to Jerusalem.
You are? I doggy, that's the first good news I've heard in 2 days. Hooray.
And what Miss Lunsford means is that we're going to...
Wait a minute. Did I hear the front door open just now?
Oh, it was just the wind blowing.
So dark, I couldn't
All
see
right, that. Now, Mr. Peabody, you start off.
Start off? What am I supposed to do?
Now, you're supposed to say you're going to Jerusalem, then name some article you're going to take along.
Yes, that's right. Now, beginning with the letter A, and then the next one must use the letter B, and so forth.
Well, wait a minute
like
here,
apple,
though.
Now, you say I'm going to Jerusalem, and I'm going to take an apple.
Listen, Lom, I ain't going to Jerusalem. I ain't going.
Go ahead, Abner. We might as well get this over with.
I don't know nobody in Jerusalem. I ain't even got no relay, sir. Facts is, I don't even know whereabouts the place is at.
Well, nobody said you did have no relays there.
I wouldn't know which direction to head out or nothing else. And on top of that, folks ain't supposed to travel nowadays, Lom. It's the truth.
For
I read it in the paper.
For goodness sakes, Abner.
They say it's unpatriotic for folks to take unnecessary trips. That's what it said.
I know it did.
Said every time a civilian got on a train, he kept some soldier or sailor from seeing his mom and papa or his sweetheart, and it might be the last time they get to see him before he goes across.
Abner, I read all that
and
myself.
It said you oughtn't to travel near holidays, neither like Labor Days, because that's the worst time of all. Said it's selfish, unpatriotic. I'll show you where it said it.
You don't need to show me, Abner, because I seen the article
myself.
Well, I
just ain't going to Jerusalem or no place else. I ain't going to travel nowhere.
All right. That's fine. You won't need to.
Does he get these attacks often?
No, not more than a couple of times a day. Now, listen, Abner. All we're going to do is just play a game to cheer Cedric up, and the name of
it
is...
I'm afraid you're going to have that phone disconnected.
Why? It just rings just once in a while.
Why, it don't bother nobody. Oh, that was it then, I believe. Weren't that our ring?
Yeah.
We're going to have it quiet for the patient in here.
Go ahead and answer the phone, Abner.
All right, but I ain't going on no trip, I'll tell you. Miss Lonsford can go if she wants to, but I jot him down, store and library, Abner Peabody doing the talking. No, Cedric's sick in bed. Huh? For the land's sakes. Oh, well, law me, Miss Lonsford never meant that.
Good grief. Cedric's gone. His bed's empty.
I know it. I'm talking to him on the phone. He's down at the restaurant playing a few games on a pinball machine to get well.
Oh, my goodness.
But he can't keep going.
He can't. Oh, poor Cedric.
Oh, my. Has the patient fainted?
No, Mom. The patient says he's run out of nickels.
Oh, here, let me have that phone.
Yeah, here it is. Here it is.
Cedric. Cedric, you know what you've done? You've exposed everybody in that restaurant to the measles. I'll tell you what you'll have to do.